Section 4. Winning attention. Give impact. What is the most valuable resource of all? It is our time and attention, because they are very limited, and once spent, we can never get them back. The most common reason why direct mail generates poor response rates is simply that recipients didn't see, didn't notice, or didn't bother to read your message. Winning your prospect's attention is where you need to start. If you don't initially capture their attention, you will fail, no matter how brilliant your piece may be. Capture attention. The first step in influencing prescribing behaviour is gaining your prospect's attention. No one was ever excited by a book they weren't moved to open. You need to ensure that the prospect notices your activities. Everything else is futile if you do not capture their attention. Get the reader's interest. Apply proven eye catchers in your documents. There are certain visual elements you can use in your printed materials to grab the attention of the observer or reader. Some advertising agencies ignore this fact and use non-relevant objects in their campaigns, which means they miss an excellent opportunity to win attention. Pictures of the human face and the human eyes are two top attention-winning items. If you analyse outdoor advertising, for example posters, for fast-moving consumer goods, you'll frequently find these two elements in prominent positions. Make sure the images you use are relevant, campaignable, and attention-grabbing. Emphasise uniqueness. Who was the first man to walk on the moon? I have asked this question many times at my seminars, and the right answer invariably comes up, the astronaut Neil Armstrong. But then I asked the participants, who was the second man on the moon? Very few of them remember Buzz Aldrin. We usually remember who was the first person who achieved something. Remembering those who followed in their footsteps is much less likely. There are two words that spark attention and imply that your study is special: new and first. Use them and increase the probability that your text will be read. If you can connect these words to your study appropriately, they will make the listener or reader want to know more about it. The word first is preferable. If you are the first to do a particular study, it does not matter how many similar studies follow. The word new needs to be time-limited to a short period following the release of the study results. In some European countries, you're allowed by law to use new only if your results are less than 12 months old. Make sure your use of new and first is correct and justified. My study is similar to many previous studies, which means it is neither first nor unique. I have often heard this sentence. Although not obvious at first glance, many studies are special or distinct in some regard. There are some questions that can help you identify the unique aspect and justify a claim of first. Look carefully at the design, the number of patients, and other characteristics of your trial. It may not be the first one to address a particular question, but it may be the first randomised study, since the other ones were case-controlled studies. Or it may be the first randomised double-blind study, since the other ones were open-label. Or it may be the first randomised double-blind study using an active control, since the other ones were placebo-controlled. In another example, your study could be about the treatment of hypertension. It could be the first fixed combination hypertension treatment, or the first fixed low-dose combination hypertension treatment, or the first initial fixed low combination hypertension treatment. That example shows a different set of features that help you find a unique selling proposition for your trial, which then allows you to attach the important word first to your study. Your study may not be the first, but it may be the largest study involving a particular question. Add attractive adjectives when appropriate. You may be in contact with opinion leaders, principal investigators, or the chairperson of the trial steering committee. Ask them if any of the following statements are justified and if they feel comfortable with them. ABC is an exciting trial. ABC is one of the most exciting trials. The ABC trial shows surprising results. The ABC trial is a fascinating study. All the statements are based on real quotations. Using them helps you to ensure that the study gets the attention it deserves. As before, make sure they are justified by asking the appropriate questions. Use precise numbers. Many books, especially in the self-help and personal growth sector, use precise numbers in their titles to arouse the prospect's curiosity. For example, The 22 Immutable Laws of Branding, or 7 Habits of Highly Successful People. The following statements show how you could change the initial draft of a brochure to win more attention and arouse more curiosity. An initial draft title could be Key Conclusions from the Examplex Trial in Diabetic Patients. However, the three key conclusions from the Examplex Trial in Diabetic Patients is a much more intriguing read. The reader finds three key conclusions intriguing and is motivated to find out more and read whatever follows. Be culturally sensitive. You need to avoid certain numbers in certain countries or regions. The number 4 spells bad luck in China, and the number 13 spells bad luck in many Western countries. Research in direct marketing has shown that an uneven number usually elicits a higher response rate than an even number. Offer practical tips to the reader. Giving practical tips, suggestions, or recommendations can increase the readership of your text by as much as 75%. Add a section to your text that does just that. When marketing a product against high blood pressure, you could insert a short section in your detail aid folders. This section reminds doctors to offer advice to their patients to develop a healthier lifestyle. For example, to stop smoking, maintain regular physical exercise, eat a balanced diet, and ease stress.